Welcome to the Sailor and a Sex Worker podcast
with your hosts Jack Dean and Whitney Blues.
Is the volume turned on them?
I think so.
No, it's not.
Okay.
All right, everybody, welcome. We got Bridget back.
It's me, Bridget. Hi, I'm back.
She's back, and you're back in the U.S. from a trip to Fiji.
Yes.
I've never been to that country.
How was it?
One of the few that you've never been to.
There's quite a few I've never been to.
Did you buy Fiji water from there? Is that
a
thing?
It's funny because I mean, Fiji water here is like, oh, you're buying the fancy water.
Yeah, for them, it's just like regular bottled water.
There, I was like, oh, that's why it's called Fiji water. It's from Fiji.
Wait.
I didn't put two and two together.
Interesting.
You didn't know that?
No.
Is it like everywhere you go, though? Do they sell it?
In Fiji?
Yeah, like those square bottles of the Fiji water.
And it's
water.
Like a quarter of the price, maybe even less.
That's not surprising.
Not
surprising. I actually had to look up the status of Fiji today because I was like, is Fiji its own country? What's the deal? But it was like a U.S. No, it was a British territory until
World War II, probably.
Until the 1800s.
Oh, really?
And then it was the U.S. territory, but they gained their independence in 1970.
What confuses me is I looked up what continent it is a part of. And Jack, how many continents are there?
Seven.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And someone was like, no, it's part of the continent Oceania.
No, that is called Asia.
I'm like, everything I learned is a lie.
Right.
And I'm just disregarding that.
But what do you mean? How did you, did someone really say that? It's like the continent of Oceania?
Yeah. And then I looked it up and I was like, what continent is Fiji part of? It said
Asia.
The continent of Oceania.
It's really?
Yeah.
What?
But then again, Pluto used to be a planet. It's not anymore.
Wait, dude.
Things are fucking changing. If I went back to school now, I'd be like, none of, what?
If I went back to school right now, it'd be a joke.
There's fail.
Then there's eight continents now? Seriously?
No, I mean.
Oceania? What the fuck?
I've never heard of this. But I mean, it's an island country. So maybe like all the island countries fall under one jurisdiction of.
Can you look that up?
I did. It's technically the continent of Australia.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's part of Australia.
Okay.
It's also sometimes called Oceania.
Oh, okay. Because it has so many islands involved.
Maybe that's what they call it down there, down under.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, it includes like Samoa.
Samoa and New Zealand are included. So it took forever to get there then.
No, it was 11 hours from LA.
Huh. Okay.
Not that bad. No.
That's an easy flight.
I guess because I'm thinking when I was coming home from Bali, I went to Australia and then back. It took me 25 fucking hours.
If I were to fly out of San Diego, it was going to take like 30 hours.
Yeah.
But straight from LA, yeah.
Fly out of TJ. Shit.
They don't go anywhere great.
No, I know.
But no, Fiji, I thought was going to be this like high-end, like tropical vacation destination.
Okay.
Where, you know, the...
Right.
Influencers and stuff go and post in their fancy villas and
Huts
resorts.
Over the water.
It was not like that at all. It was very easy to be immersed in the culture.
Okay.
Like you didn't have to go search to feel a part of, you know, their actual day-to-day lives.
Oh, I like that.
Like Costa Rica has always been my favorite spot. So like when we went together, you know, it was.
Because Costa Rica doesn't feel, I mean, there are touristy spots, but you just kind of feel like you're there.
It also depends how you travel. You know, some people like to go travel and do the touristy things.
Right.
And just be in their resorts.
Ugh,
I know. Gross.
I'm leaving in the morning to do, I'm going to Mexico and I'm doing 5 days all inclusive first with some friends. And part of me is almost just like not even looking forward to that. Like, I'm like, oh, this is going to be tough. Like, I don't like that food. I don't like the idea of being, and I don't like Cancun. So I'm not going to want to leave the resort. After those 5 days, though, I have a house that I rented in town, like in Playa. And that's cool. But resort living is not.
Yeah. You feel
I get to experience it in February, resort living.
Yeah.
I'm only going there after I do everything else that I want to do.
Where are you going?
He's
going to Cancun in February.
You're going, yeah.
But I'm going with my friends. I'm going with my friends from my hometown in Nebraska who don't want to leave Cancun. And I'm like, well, I want to go see my fucking pyramids and like hang out with people.
It's funny because I went to Mexico so many times before I ever left a resort. Like the first probably five times I went to Mexico, I just stayed at a resort. And then after I finally got up and left, I was like, what the fuck
have
I been doing?
You put me in a resort in Cancun, in Jamaica, in San Diego, and I won't know the difference.
Right. Right.
No 100%. Shit.
Yeah, because they feed you American food. It's just like you're
Every resort caters to Americans.
Correct.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, they are.
In Thailand, their breakfast, I had to eat beans.
That's different.
For the British. Who the fuck eats beans for breakfast? You know what I'm saying, though? Like, they literally have beans for breakfast.
That's more like because of who shows up there.
Beans and beans only.
Yeah,
you just know what straight I mean? Like, beans.
Have a good morning poo after that. can we take a shot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We have some screwball. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers to screwball.
You can get that one open. I couldn't get that one open.
I opened it for you.
Perfect.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Jack is on.
Jack, 7 screwballs deep.
No, you just can't talk.
I'm about to start talking right now for that bad boy.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
God, give me some bread and some jelly with this thing, man.
I like screwball.
I do too.
Any shot makes me wince no matter what. I'm just kind of a baby.
I like the tequila.
See,
what?
Judgment.
What's the judgment?
Do you like tequila?
You know I like tequila. Well, I mean, do I like it? I don't know. I drink it. You know this.
I mean, I'll drink anything. Like, if there's alcohol in it, I'll drink it.
I would say it's my go-to shot.
Because you like the way it makes you feel or because it tastes good to you?
Because at this point in the game, I've basically destroyed... Whiskey and we broke up. I just cry. I'm such a fucking weirdo. Vodka... typically cry. Like, I just like, I'm not very cool when
so
I drink.
So tequila is the
things.
One that hasn't
like,
made so you cry
Whitney
yet.
Whitney cries a lot.
Tequila
when
doesn't
she drinks.
Make me cry. I get really emotional, so I have to be careful. That's why, like, typically I'll just drink the canned stuff or, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was drinking tequila yesterday and someone told me an interesting fact about tequila.
What's that?
It's the only alcohol that your body can break down. Like, the enzymes can actually break down. And I didn't know that into the liquor.
And that's the cleanest liquor.
Yeah. And it makes me, I was like, is that why a lot of these Mexicanos that I meet are able to drink so much and live so long? Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, it makes sense.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
And if you just drink tequila and don't have like sugary mixers and chasers, you won't have a bad hangover.
No,
I mean,
it's terrible.
I mean, I drink pineapple with it for certain reasons.
Like a chaser.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Because you're a pussy. No, I mean, I find that I don't really drink liquor unless we're doing the show or I'm in a bar. I never buy it. I wouldn't have it in my house. Because, no, I mean, unless it's like a friend or something. Like, if I'm just chilling, right, yep. I'm just going to have a High Noon. I'm just going to have a Michelada or something.
Yeah,
not going to drink
his
tequila.
Name? When Hands by Tony came by, he just brought a whole fucking bottle.
God.
Jesus.
That turned into such a shit
show. Of what?
Fucking tequila.
Casamigos over.
That's his go-to.
And we just like drank the whole, he and I drank the whole bottle after the podcast was over and then did some really weird shit.
Sounds like Tony.
He was like, you should spank me for this video. And he like beat the shit out of me. When I said, like, my ass was black and blue so bad and I was really drunk. So I was basically shrieking and screaming and laughing hysterically. My poor roommate was in his room. Like, he's like, my God, I could hear everything. And I'm like, yeah. And the videos are useless to me because I won't sell videos of me drunk typically because I don't like the way I look or act. So it was just like, and I went to Belgium like a couple days later to see my Belgian lover who I was like showing up with clear handprints.
You're like, ignore my bruised ass.
From like the knee to the like mid back. It was bad.
And that's why I like tequila.
Yes. No, that was fuck this. Oh geez.
Actually, one of my buddies had a question for you.
For who?
For you.
Me.
Jack, ask your sex worker friend if she's ever heard of that on your next podcast. When you suck the cum out of a person's asshole.
Oh.
The word is fleshing. Fletching? F-E-L-C-H-I-N-G.
I can tell you right now, I've never done that.
Yeah, I know, but have you heard of it?
No.
He's like, I've been on the search for 32 years. And I've never heard of that before. I never heard of that before either. He said he saw it like on Bad Santa 2 or some shit.
I hear
That's rated PG.
No.
That's rated fucking R.
Those are 13.
Oh. Wrong Christmas.
All the Bad Santa movies are they're pretty out
there.
They're
talking about sucking cum out of people's asses. Fletching? I'm pretty sure that's pretty.
I mean, I've definitely had people requests that I essentially like, so the guys who are her cuckolds and they'll do a video call with me, they want me to be like, oh, I'm getting fucked by this, like, you know, I'm just telling them this shit, but I'm like, oh, I'm getting fucked by someone else, and when they're done, you're gonna suck the cum out of me. Like, that's definitely something I play out for people.
Yeah,
but I never knew it had a name.
Fleshing.
Fletching. Fletching. I feel like it should have
Fletching.
It should have a better name.
It's just a pretty bad name.
Yeah, why don't you just call it like
stupid?
I can say I've never done it. And
well, last time you were
like,
on,
I'd let someone do it to me.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I'm not going to suck someone's cum out of someone else's.
You would have a
hell no.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know,
sometimes,
man.
I'm like, wow, I'm funny. A freak. And then I hear these like actual freaky things. I'm like, wow, I'm a fucking prude, maybe.
I feel like I'm definitely not as freaky as I play off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
some of those things are just disturbing.
You two sound, you know, are pretty normal in my book.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I think I just have like a weird, like I do weird stuff for money, but I don't act them out in real life. Like everything I'm doing is pretty much digital. It is digital, you know? So it's like, if you want to get on a video call with me, like I'll pretend to be whoever the fuck you want. I'll call you whatever the fuck you want.
Sucking cum out of your butt.
For a price. Mm. What would you, if someone was like, Bridget, I want you to use the N word with a hard R and say a bunch of stuff to me for money, would you?
Oh, totally. I love that word.
Really? Oh, okay. It's so interesting. I hate doing that. I don't use the H word, but like, I'm not a fan of doing that stuff. I'll do it.
You would?
I mean, I have.
I mean, you have. I have.
I have. There's a couple of clients who like request that specifically, but it makes me very uncomfortable because I'm like, oh, this is going to come back. This is coming back to me.
I use it jokingly all the time, but I can only use it with like certain friends, like Stafford, and I use it loosely all the time in hilarious ways. But
interesting.
You know,
like, so you got the card, man. They give you the card. But
he's white.
I was going to say,
he
can't be handing out cards.
Oh, God damn it.
It was the guy we interviewed to be our intern. I was like, someone said that they were going to make me comfortable with it, but we didn't end up working with that person. We interviewed a few interns, or we ended up with our intern Jance here, but there was one dude who was this black man, and he had no teeth, no front teeth.
45.
Just the two front teeth or all of them?
The front two are gone, right? Okay. Was it both of them?
Front
four, maybe.
They weren't there.
And he was like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, it was honestly, we were like very close to hiring him because I thought it would be very funny, but I'm like, this might be not a great
idea. And then he was like, I used to be in the Navy.
What?
But I was like, man, this dude was 45 and he said he just got out the Navy.
47.
47.
Like, where did you find this man? On the side of the road?
No, it's called Craigslist, where you find everybody. Duh.
Have you ever used a Craigslist connection?
Your intern right now is 12 years old. How do you know about Craigslist?
Yeah, that is true.
I don't think I've ever been on
Craigslist. Well, we first tried to use a different one for SDSU, but they wouldn't let us use our website.
We got banned.
We got banned within the first 20 minutes.
Off of Craigslist?
No.
Off the SDSU like intern program.
Yeah. I was trying to get one of them.
We were trying to get like a legit college student,
yeah,
and they said that it was not happening.
You don't want one of them anyway.
It's fine.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah,
maybe not, dude.
No, we need like someone who's not as focused.
And who's going to look for a job? Yeah, on Craigslist.
On their own lives. We need them to focus.
And like our post was fucking amazing.
You need someone with like a mindset that's far out.
Yeah.
And those are not the college students.
It my post.
Jack's post. Jack my post. Like, you want to fucking be an intern with this bullshit crazy crew? We're going to get drunk. You better be able to drink with us. It was the most fucking ridiculous.
So stupid.
I read it and I was like, this is, I would never write this.
I should start checking out.
And we were getting like professional emails from it. It was like really professionals like, hey, hi, this is
we're
all about our work.
Them.
And then we got this fool. And like the way he did the
regards.
You know, no, he didn't even do that. He's like, "Zup, fools. If you're down for someone to drink with and like record, I'm in." We're like, "Fuck it, bring him
in." Yeah, that was pretty much it. We actually got
laughing so fucking hard.
We got an email this week and it was like, "How can I be a fluffer for the Navy guys on the podcast?" I was like, "Do you think this is a porn or a podcast?"
Yeah, I think
no one's
he wanted to come
anyone.
Fluff me and I was like,
he
"Wait,
to fluff
what?"
Jack.
I mean,
But it was a man.
Oh.
Man.
I thought it was... Never mind.
It was definitely a man.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name, but it was a man's name.
Go both ways.
You go both ways.
No, it could have gone both ways with the name.
Jack's definitely a little gay.
I'm going to find out. We're spending a couple days in Mexico together. I have a feeling if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen.
We're all a little gay.
I agree. What is that? Oh.
I have no idea.
So you went to Fiji. Now you're back. When you were there and you did something I've never done in traveling is you were volunteering.
Yeah, because I wanted to travel alone for a little bit and I was like, it was kind of last minute
Okay.
That I was going to take a trip. And I'm like, I don't feel like picking this random location, going by myself and not really having time to plan something out perfectly. I'm like, how can I have something a little bit more structured, a little bit more fulfilling, like with an actual purpose? So I was like, oh my God, volunteer work, which I've been wanting to do for a while anyway.
And you were able to make this happen in a short period of time. Like you didn't have to get on a wait list or anything.
No, it was like a month.
Okay.
From the time that I found it and the time that I left. Yeah.
What did it include? Your accommodation or?
Yeah. So it was, I only did a week. And by the time I got there, I realized that no one does a week. Most of the people were there for like 8 to 12 weeks. So they were all knew each other.
They were
creating connections. Yeah. I'm like, shit, next time I'm definitely doing this for a long time.
Okay.
But yeah, it included accommodations and 3 meals a day.
Wow.
And it was, you know, it was like $600 for the whole week.
So you still paid, but that's, I mean, that's actually really good. $600 for a week. I mean, mostly good. It's like Mexico.
You paid to volunteer.
Yeah.
She paid volunteer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you paid for your own transportation.
Yes.
Okay.
So to some people, yeah, it might sound like, oh, well, I mean, you should be paid to do that, but that's not what volunteers.
But Fiji, I guess, like, Fiji though, I mean, that's like kind of cool.
I've been a couple of times overseas like that too.
And the accommodations were, I mean, I was living in a room with 3 bunk beds. So there was 6 of us girls.
Okay.
And I had no room to even walk around my stuff.
I couldn't do that.
But
I know that feeling.
Everyone was so, yeah. Everyone was so awesome. Like there was 37 other volunteers while I was there.
Oh, that's cool.
And we had every meal together. And, you know, there were people from all walks of life all around the world. So just like seeing people come together like that for like a greater purpose.
What were you guys doing? Like what kind of work did they have you doing?
Most of the volunteers were doing education. Then a good portion of them were doing PE or sports. So like after school programs, I was in the construction and renovation program. So I actually only got to do 3 days of volunteering because when I got there, there was a cyclone. So we were stuck in our housing.
Oh, dang.
For half the time. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, for the other 3 days that I did do it, we were like building a playground for the kindergarten.
Oh, that's so cool. Dope. Yeah. Okay. And oh, I love that.
It was freaking awesome. The kids are so cute.
I've never tried something like that. I feel like I would want, there's parts of me that would want to. I think maybe for me, it would be better to be like, I'll volunteer, but I'm not going to stay here.
We did it in Bahrain. I did.
Yeah. You don't have to stay.
Right. Like I need my own space.
I think you would love it.
Yeah, I did we played football with the kids in Bahrain for like a volunteer event. Like we had to go there for like 4 hours and they showed us their classes and culture. And the Bahrain one was kind of weird. I'll say that. Yeah, it was just because it's
Bahrain.
It's a Muslim country that's like right next to Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
So we would go there a lot and there was volunteer opportunities that you could take. So we were there for like 2 weeks. We're like, let's go volunteer, I guess.
It's a very big military port for
the US. Like, it's, a lot it is. Well, it's international.
But the Marines go, I feel like all my friends who are Marines go there and quite a few of my Navy friends go there.
Well, last time I went there was no one there, which was crazy because I'm always used to Bahrain being just nuts.
Yeah.
It's a nutty city. It's a Las Vegas of the Arab world, basically. All the Saudi Arabian people go there.
Other than Dubai.
Dubai is like really westernized, but Bahrain is crazy because they have the land bridge to Saudi Arabia. So all the Saudis would come over to drink and make love to prostitutes.
Is it part of the United Emirates?
No, it's not. It's its own entity.
Okay. Yep. Like I said, make love to prostitutes. Like that's what you do with a prostitute.
Dude,
Wait, did you just say make love to prostitutes?
Well, I mean, that's what... It got crazy with them, dude. Those dudes can party, man. I couldn't believe it, dude. Because, you know, you can't really drink in the Muslim culture. Where they got over there, bro. It was shots after Jager bombs, after Vegas bombs, some more Jager bombs.
Keep saying that.
Yeah, I had a good time with them.
Jager bombs.
He needs a Jager bomb. I met one dude over there. He, like, tried to beat me up in the bathroom.
Did he succeed?
No. His name was Muhammad. He, like, came in after us.
That's racist.
That was his name, though. And he was like, you killed my mother. And I was like, whoa, I didn't do shit, bro.
This sounds like a Family Guy episode.
I'm dead serious. I leaned in and I kissed him on the cheek. And I said, I didn't do any of that, bro. And he was like, you're right, you didn't. So we went to the bar and started drinking. And I showed him what a Jager bomb was and a Vegas bomb. And then next thing you know, like all these Filipino hookers were like surrounding us.
How'd they get to Bahrain?
Oh, they're everywhere.
It is.
They're everywhere over there. It's insane.
I would like to say that I'm correct that Muhammad is the most common name in the world.
Hey, I said it's racist. I don't make the rules.
Well, how is that racist when it's the most common?
I don't make the rules.
Literally, I could say anyone is possibly named Muhammad, and I'd be like, my percentage wise of being correct would be better.
Yeah, and it was just a crazy time because they
I'm just gonna start guessing that people are named Muhammad going forward.
It's the craziest thing in Bahrain because they're more. They want more of a man's company, as in like you're. When you walk down the street, you'll see dudes holding hands, and it's not considered gay. It's just we're friends, right?
That's why Jack liked being there.
He's like,
I can hide my gayness because it's manly.
Well,
here.
It's weird, man. But they look at females differently, and that was kind of shocking. Like, I didn't like that part.
Meaning they.
Like I've watched them literally slap the shit out of a woman, and you can't do a damn thing about it except watch.
Well,
and that, you know what I'm saying? Did. Oh, he did, dude.
He's like, do it again. I was like,
what the
so
fuck?
So just keep going.
I couldn't believe it, dude. And that was very strange.
Interesting
to witness that, and I did not like that at all.
Yeah, no, I fucked that. But so I was actually at a party this weekend, with some friends who are in the military, and they were saying how. When you're on deployment, these are the only experiences I hear from Kevin, who's a former SEAL. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different, but he's like, yeah, if you go into town, like if you're on doing stuff in town and you witness people breaking what we consider laws, like beating women or
that's completely
anything like
normal.
That. Right. But you're not allowed to act on it.
No, you're not.
Or you will get in a lot of trouble. So basically what you're supposed to do is just report it to the local authorities, but you can't intervene in any way, even if you're about to witness a rape, for instance.
Nope, can't do shit.
I swear.
We should never go to places
like
that.
Well, girl, I would never. My parents.
I feel like you and I would watch something like that. And
first of all, you and I aren't allowed in countries like that.
Why? Well,
Dubai,
because
maybe.
We get killed or like.
Dubai, maybe. You guys could wait in Dubai.
We go to Dubai.
Bahrain, though, like we always told the girls too when they came out with us, like, hey, listen, these guys don't interact with them. Just stick with us the whole time because we do not want you guys to get hurt or injured. You know,
I will say the people I was that were talking at that party were talking about like mostly Iraq and Afghanistan. Based on like their ranks and stuff. But it was really interesting to me. Like you can't like they were like, yeah, one of our friends stepped in. And was like, oh, fuck no. Like, they're going to do something to this woman. And he stepped in and he ended up getting kicked out of the military because of it.
Yeah, it's part of their culture. So we can't really go over there and tell them what they can and can't
how
do.
To live.
Well, we can, but we'll just get killed for it.
Yeah, you can, but it's going to be a bad day for you. All right. Just got to mind your business is what we always said. Just mind your business and just look away.
It's such a fine line. What are you going
to
say?
I was going to say, this is why I become naive to things that are happening. 100%. Because I'm like, ignorance is bliss. If I know that that's happening, I'm like, well, let's go over there and show them what's up.
See, and I have such a funny like lack of pride for being an American, but at the same time I'm like, this really couldn't happen, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it's like
fuck
a fun,
no, it wouldn't happen here.
No, well, hell, I mean, no. It does happen here.
It does happen here, but there's consequences
in a different way. Like, you're not gonna like openly do something in public, you know, drag someone through the street by their hair. Like,
yeah,
they're do that.
Men are considered over there like top of the top,
right?
And women are there for only making babies and making sure the men are right.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
don't stop making babies over there. Apparently, they're turning into creepy men.
Right? Well, they're
it's part of their culture, man. You can't really say nothing, dude. You know?
Okay, interesting. I feel like that would be too difficult for me.
Oh yeah,
morally,
I think it'd be difficult for a lot of people to go over there and witness that.
Yeah.
But I mean, after a while, you're just like, let's just get the fuck out of here and stop paying these guys money.
All right. So, Bridget, you've traveled quite a bit too now. So, like, what would you say was the safest country you feel like you went to? Because I feel like I know I can think off the top of my head, like,
I already
where
got
you've
it.
Been. You know yours.
I know mine.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever really felt more unsafe in one country than another.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Well, every time I travel, family, friends, especially like older aunts and uncles are always like, please be careful. You know what's going on over there. You know, that's dangerous. I'm like, I feel way more unsafe walking through the streets of like LA than I do walking through a random city in Jamaica or Spain. Oh, ooh, yeah. Thank you.
I feel like for me, when it comes to Central America and then Southeast Asia, which I've been to quite a bit, like those are in the top of my like least safe lists. But at the same time, I never feel that much less safe than I do in the United States.
Yeah.
Whereas like when I was in Europe, I felt quite a bit safer
Maybe Mexico.
Felt the least safe.
The least safe, yeah.
Okay. Just curious. I don't know what my least safe country is. I think Belize was probably my safest.
Oh, I love
it. I don't know. Belize was really, really friendly and very accommodating. And I just felt like there was something wholesome going on there.
That's how Fiji was too.
You guys need to go to Japan.
I was there so briefly.
Yeah, that's the safest country I've ever been in.
It was a hot mess. Actually, we've talked about this already, but Japan has some really cool things where they have the children. The kids walk around and they wear, I think it's the color yellow.
A big red flag on them.
But they just like, these kids like walk themselves to the train and do stuff from the age of like 4.
It's also very advanced over there. Like,
oh yeah.
They've got it going
way
on.
More than we are even.
Could you imagine people letting their kids go out? Same with like, what is it? The Netherlands, where when babies are sleeping in the carriages or the prams.
Yeah, they leave them outside.
They just leave them outside and they go in and they do whatever while the kid's sleeping. And there'd just be like babies sleeping in strollers outside. And that's normal. I find that bonkers. Because, you know, here, people be like stealing babies. They've been stealing the fucking babies.
Baby stealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get away with those in those Nordic countries, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about their culture.
Yeah.
We're such a mixed culture out here. That's why.
I guess.
It's a big melting pot. So it's insane.
Yeah, but we're also super divided.
I wouldn't say we're divided. I would say that when you watch the media, then yeah. But if you go out and actually talk to people.
True.
You know? Matt, I don't listen to the media no more and that shit.
You don't listen no more.
Don't listen no more to no media.
The English.
No more, no more.
No more, no more.
Amazing.
But yeah, when I lived there, it was probably the safest country, man.
We're talking about Japan.
Yeah. When I remember we would come back from the bars at like 7 in the morning, wasted.
I mean, we do that here.
Yeah. Fuck, but there's kids like in there with like red flags and stuff. And you're like, what the fuck?
Mushrooms with like hookers. Yeah. I've done that.
I love being a degenerate sometimes too.
All the time, dude.
All right, Bridge. So we were talking briefly earlier when you got here about nightmares.
We were?
Yeah. Because I was saying how she just got off shift, and I just wanted to talk about how like I stopped bartending almost 5 years ago, and I still to this day, like when I sleep, I dream that like I don't have enough printer paper. My tables are sitting and I can't get to them, or like I'm out of vodka or whatever it is. And it's just so fucking crazy. And you're still doing that. How do you feel about it?
I love bartending, but I will tell you, like, I have dreams of bartending all the time and they're never good.
No. I've never had a good one.
Always like embodying the worst situation you can be in as a bartender.
Yeah.
On crack cocaine, and that's your dream.
Right. Yeah, like it's like you have 45 new customers, no one's working with you, there's no door guy, the police are here.
Everything's slipping out of your hand. Yeah. The place is on fire.
Jack, do you have nightmares about the Navy?
Yeah. I do a lot, so.
We're over here like, bartending sucks, whereas, yeah.
Well, it's funny because this
you,
is...
You had it way
this is
worse,
exactly
buddy.
Where I'm going. So my mom worked in the operating room, like... my whole childhood, not my whole childhood, like from the time I was 15 on, and she was an OR nurse and did surgery. And I was like, yeah, I have these nightmares about waitressing and bartending. And she's like, yeah, I think that my patients like code out. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Really?
Yeah. She is like crazy. She still has, it haunts her to this day.
When I would get back, I would have nightmares as in when I wake up and I'm still thinking I'm on the ship. And then I had to talk myself down like, all right, you're not on the ship.
Yeah.
Relax. Mm-hmm. And then you realize you're in a weird room again and you're like, fuck.
Oh, this is my bedroom and I have
terrible
taste.
How do you sleep in this bedroom right now that's huge, right? I'm used to sleeping in a rack that's the size of my body. And that's your home for
the size of his penis.
8 months, yeah. Well, then you got everyone living there with you. So then you're sleeping by yourself. Then you get really scared.
You can't even jerk off.
Interesting.
That was like the weird part. I was scared because there was no one else in there except me.
Yeah.
In my room, in my own house, in my own room. That scared the shit out of me for like 3 months where I couldn't sleep.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I would just wake up and then I'd just go sit outside or go sit on the TV or watch TV.
So Bridget, you live alone. I did up until recently. And I feel like... It takes me like a very short time to get used to living alone. And then I like much prefer it.
Oh, I hate having a roommate.
Right. But there's no part of me who's like, I'm scared. I don't want to be by myself.
Yeah. I don't know if I can do that.
Well, we also have animals.
Yeah, true.
My cats snuggle on top of my face.
My cat's like bringing me to half dead animals.
I have pussy in my face all night, baby.
No.
And then I wake up with hairballs.
And allergies for me.
No, I don't miss having a roommate.
No.
Really?
No.
I have to have one.
I like can't imagine.
I also am not really that good at being alone. But also, you know, we live in Pacific Beach, so it's not easy
to... We don't say that word. Bleep. We're going to bleep that.
Don't worry.
We live in a good place in the world.
Yeah, we do.
Right. We live in one of the safer places in, like, in California. Like, this is one of the safest places we could be.
Yes, where it's... You don't ever have to be alone.
Right.
I will say this with our town, though. There is no streetlights. Has anyone ever fucking noticed that?
Yes.
There are no fucking streetlights anywhere.
I have noticed. Today's episode is brought to you by quantumvibeco.com with our promo code
Sailor69.
You're going to get 10% off your first order. And these are magic mushrooms. Don't forget, guys, it's quantumvibeco.com.
And don't forget that promo code of Sailor69.
Get weird.
That is insane to me. Till to this day, there is no streetlights.
Anywhere?
In the neighborhood.
When you came to see me in Costa Rica, we didn't walk into town because we had the car. But I used to walk that it was 2 kilometers from my little shack to in town. And it was just.
How much miles is that?
Three.
Math.
No.
Hang on. Two kilometers.
2 kilometers is like
1.4.
Yeah.
3 miles.
Sorry. I went
1.4 altogether. So you're a mile and a half.
Yeah. I did that math backwards. But yeah. So it's like a little under 2 miles. And but I used to walk it at night home. So and it was just in the dark. And I would always have a rock in my hand and my phone on flashlight.
I take the keys and put them in my hand.
I just picked up rocks.
Oh, nice. Just bash them.
That was like a rock in your hand.
I just would care because I'm always like, well, I was walking home and I would just hold a rock in case anything happened.
You ever like one of the drivers like looking at you like, who's a chick with the rock, dude?
No, because there was this cool little path made that someone, you know, it wasn't a sidewalk. It was like a path in the woods. You're walking in the fucking woods.
Oh, fuck that.
Which means if anyone hops out at you, it wasn't the cars I was afraid of. It was like actual people chilling in the woods.
Where was this at?
In Costa Rica.
Do they have like leopards and animals? Crocodiles?
There were crocodiles for sure. I lived like on a river.
Oh yeah.
The crocodile river.
Oh, fuck that.
And monkeys. I never saw one. In your shit.
There was some the monkeys were actually a nuisance. We had to deal with that. But no, there was no leopards. That like there's jaguars in Belize.
Well still it's a pretty big cat.
I didn't see any.
Yeah, they're probably hiding from you.
But that's north.
I saw the rock.
They're like, this bitch is no joke.
Oh
like,
shit, dude. She got a rock, dude.
She's carrying a rock.
Can you imagine
I just assume if anyone fucks with me, I'll beat them with a rock. Like, it seems like a great idea because you can't bring mace into these countries. I never check bags. So I'm, you know, I'll just grab a rock.
Grab a rock.
Just grab a rock. How did you feel, Bridget? Was this your two things? Was this your first solo travel? This trip you just went on?
Well, I did a few days in Greece before I met up with you.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew you came out. I thought maybe you... Wait, you did.
Oh, after.
No, you did a few days in Costa Rica after.
I did both.
Oh, you did both.
Yeah, I did 3 nights in Greece without you. Was it after we were together?
I'm assuming so. You met me in Mykonos.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did that.
How did you like it?
Greece is the best.
Greece was fun. I mean, I only did Mykonos. You did like 3 islands.
I loved Greece so much.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta go.
It's really fun.
It became, I don't think I could have done any more time there. It's just such a small little island.
Oh, yeah. No, Mykonos itself. Like, no. Interesting. I don't remember that. But when we did Costa Rica, I was living down there and you guys came and like you went and stayed by yourself.
For 3 nights, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but besides that, no, this is like the first solo travel I've done.
Okay.
And how did you like it?
I liked it because I had all the other volunteers with me.
Yeah. But it was like, you didn't have like your group with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's go do this. Let's go do that. Let's go do this.
Why I did it. I was like, I need to get away from the chaos of this place sometimes.
I feel like solo travel is actually just kind of like a blanket term for when you didn't bring your friends with you, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean you're going to be traveling by yourself. Anytime I've ever traveled alone,
you're going to meet somebody.
I immediately made friends and immediately ended up traveling with those people or shacking up or whatever the fuck. You're just never alone, but it's like, I didn't bring these people and I don't know them and they don't know anything about me.
I'm super excited about it. Yeah. I get to go do it here soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you can learn about a lot about yourself when you're traveling without the people that you're used to hanging out with.
That's the truth.
And well, how was it? Do you feel refreshed coming back now?
I feel the best I have in a very long time. Yeah.
Yay.
I know. Sure. I saw you on Wednesday and I was like, damn, dude, you look good.
Bridget does look good.
You were looking really good.
Both of you came in two separate nights.
Oh.
You came in Wednesday. You came in Friday.
I came in on Wednesday too, I thought.
No.
Okay.
I thought you were going to. And
no,
All night I was looking for you. I'm like,
sorry. No, I did come in on Friday, right after my house flooded.
Yeah.
Oh. Guys, I'm a plumber. I got it. It's fine.
Clean out those pipes, girl.
Pipes exploded. So.
Speaking of, I like your bidet.
Can we talk about bidets? Because actually,
yes.
I thought that they were kind of a European thing, and I haven't actually had one anywhere in Europe, which is kind of interesting. And I feel when I travel, people are like, oh my God, do you miss home? And I'm like, I miss nothing except my bidet.
Really?
I cannot poop now unless I can clean my whole ass off after.
Yeah, it feels so good. I remember the first time happened to me and I was like, what is this feeling?
It's the best.
The warm water that squirts up in there, dude. And then it sings to you with the heated toilet seats.
Mine doesn't sing.
What Jingle, is this feeling? No. God, I love bidets.
Yeah, bidets are the best.
Japan has the best bidets.
Well, the first time I experienced it, when I was 13 when I went to Spain. And I was like, what the fuck is this piece of technology that's, you know, giving me an orgasm in my butthole?
Turn around and straddle it the front way. Just
I've tried it before.
What?
In my bathroom, it would make a huge mess. But like some other bathrooms I've been in, it didn't.
Yeah, if it's like an Airbnb, like I don't care if I
jacked off in a bidet.
You don't have to jack off. You literally just aim.
Yeah.
You just aim the clit at the stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you pick the water pressure though? Like how much you want? What? I fucking knew it. I knew that's what the girls went in there and fucking do all the time.
Okay. That's not why I do like a clean asshole, actually.
I mean, who doesn't? It makes sense too. Like why would we have to use paper to wipe our asses when we can just take a ladle and fucking get the warm water up in that shit?
Ladle.
That's how they do it.
Like some Thailand. They just take the warm. Yeah.
That's how they used to do it.
Well, that makes sense.
The first few times I went to Thailand.
The big spoon that you serve soup with?
Legitimately. Yeah, you'd be in the bathroom and you're like, there's a toilet and then there's a bucket with water and a ladle. And for me being the amateur idiot that I am, I was like, I have no idea why there's a bucket with a ladle in here. So I just, you know, I don't do anything with it. I just wiped normal. This is pre me owning a bidet. And I was told, oh, that's to clean your ass. And I'm like, ew, doesn't everyone use the same ladle? Like, uh-uh. But now I feel like most places there have, their bidets are different. Like mine is attached to my toilet and you just kind of hit a button and it's like squirts your ass. Most of those countries have like, it's a little, a nozzle.
Yeah, like a
wand.
It has
its own nozzle with its own cord. Water source, yeah. Yeah, and so you can just like,
it's just like a shower
spray
thing,
your ass.
You know?
Yeah, almost like the in the kitchen sink when you're doing the dishes, like the little spray, it's like that.
Have you ever seen a squatter?
What are we talking about?
Like a squatter toilet.
Oh, yeah.
I
was in Japan.
Yeah, dude, those ones are actually the best for you. That's how you poop naturally is squatter toilets.
Aerodynamic.
What do they call the little poopy stools?
A squatty potty.
A squatty potty.
Well, okay, again, we always talk about shit on this show. But no, the way your body is meant to like
poop.
Yeah, like your spine alignment and stuff matters, I guess. And squatty potty is supposed to do the job.
I mean, they've been doing it for over 5,000 years. That was like the natural way to poop.
It still is. Jack,
and then in the 1900s, they're like, let's make a toilet.
That was 5,000 years ago.
5,000.
Yeah, Jack was there.
I mean,
during the caveman era.
Yeah. You know, I never met my great, 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 great uncle, man. He was pretty cool.
That's interesting. I'm watching I'm reading Outlander and then we started watching it.
Oh, great
which is
fucking
like,
movie.
It's a show.
There's also a movie.
It's about time travel.
Yep.
Okay. So the first book was
Back from the Future.
It's pretty good, but it's interesting because my book club also read a book on time travel and I was asking everyone in the book we just read, the concept was that like, if you could bring up a memory of your life, right? Vividly, what you could do is go on this machine and then start your life over from that memory, knowing everything you know now. Right. So in my book club, we all talked about this and I asked like, would you guys do it? And everyone in book club who's in a committed and happy relationship was like, no way, because you're not guaranteed you're going to end up with the same person or anything like that. And then all of us single losers were like, yeah. And I, of the group, most of the group was like willing to only go back a year or two just to make money and, you know, bet against football or whatever. And I was like, I would go back to 17. Like, I would literally go more than half my life and start back. Would you, Bridget, if you could pick a time in your life to start over, knowing everything you know now, would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Maybe not too long. Maybe
right.
Maybe like 6 years old.
Okay, that's pretty fucking
hard. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Imagine waking up at 6 with all the knowledge you have now. You wouldn't even know how to comprehend it.
You don't even have any friends, dude.
I was the most popular girl in homeschooling, and that's only because I had siblings.
But you know everything that you know now.
Wait, you were homeschooled?
Yeah.
You were what?
You knew that.
I don't know if I knew that. I know that you had a bunch of siblings, but...
Yeah, my mom homeschooled all 9 of us.
Wow. What? Wait, so you had never had any kind of high school or public school experience?
We all went to high school.
Okay.
So my dad worked at a high school. So once we hit 8th grade, we all went to the high school.
8th grade for high school?
Interesting. Yeah.
After. Well,
like after.
After 8th grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Mine was
first. What was that? Was that shocking?
For the rest of my siblings, or some of them, yes. For me, no. I've always been a lot more social and...
You know why.
I did not like being homeschooled.
I dreamed about being the new girl when I was younger. I remember begging my parents to get divorced.
When so I could go to a new school.
Oh, because I really wanted Jean to get an apartment and take me with her so I could like go into a new school system, which is hilarious because my parents did split at one point and she left me with my dad. Me and my brothers and we didn't get to do any kind of cool moving stuff. And I was like, what the fuck?
This That's is like a child's
bullshit.
Worst nightmare.
I was like, this is not okay. And Harry was like putting my hair in pigtails in the front of my head and stuff. It was bad. Yeah. And feeding us cereal 3 meals a day.
I finally got to go to high school and I was so excited about it in New York. And then after sophomore year, my parents were like, we're moving to Connecticut. And you're going to an all-girls high school.
Ooh.
In the middle of high school. And I'm like, this is my worst nightmare. I'm never going to forgive my dad. I thought my life was ending. So dramatic. Mm. And it was freaking awesome.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of cool. I think I would have liked that. Yeah. I don't know. I really wanted uniforms.
Yeah. Oh.
Even if there were no boys to see me in them, I just wanted to wear one.
I used to go to the Catholic school in Chicago.
The uniforms.
Like
the uniforms.
To just hang out or why the fuck?
What do you mean? That's where
you're
I was.
You're from Nebraska, Jack. Why were you hanging out at a Catholic school in Chicago?
Because that's where I'm originally from until we moved to Nebraska when I was 9. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm originally born in Chicago.
Got it.
Went to St. Peter's. And when I first came to Nebraska, they had recess and I had no idea what the fuck that was.
What?
I thought that was only
it was
like praying. Stuff. Yeah, I thought that stuff was on TV shows. Like they were like, all right, time for recess. I'm like, what the fuck is a recess? We got to go outside and play basketball, and I was like, "This
You're
is
like
the coolest
chocolate,
shit
peanut butter
ever!"
Candy.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And you didn't have to wear the uniforms anymore. Which, and then you didn't have to go to church afterwards. It was nice.
Right.
It was weird, but it was weird for me when I was a kid.
Interesting.
Yeah, the recess, man. They were playing that one game. Was it Foursquare?
We used to. Oh,
that shit was awesome.
We had Foursquare. I never figured out. We used to play Knockout, which was like a basketball.
Oh yeah, Knockout all the fucking time.
I broke my finger playing that.
You didn't know I was from Chicago?
No.
Oh, damn. Wow.
I mean, if I did, I forgot.
Yeah,
my
you probably
brain
did.
Doesn't.
Probably got the I told you one night.
I don't remember things.
And you didn't know I was homeschooled?
I mean, I feel like this, we've talked about your childhood and things, but I guess I didn't realize you were homeschooled.
My recess was all day.
So do you think, because like one of my neighbors is homeschooling their kid, and I feel like he, not that I'm judging because I really like this kid and he's really cool to be around, but he has a lot of free time. Like they let him hang out outside a lot. Like I'm like, how much schooling are we doing over here?
Some days I would wake up at like 7 a.m. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get this shit done. And I would be done with my schoolwork because I would have a certain amount of assignments every day and I could do it all mostly on my own. So I'd be done by like 10 a.m. and then I'd make fun of my siblings that they still had schoolwork to do and I could just chill.
But did your mom like stand up in front of everyone and be like, we're teaching, I'm teaching you all? Or was she like, read these fucking books and now
no,
you know?
Yeah, we all had our own subjects, like subject books and whatnot. We would teach ourselves and then she was there to help if we needed help.
That's so interesting.
But like when you're in high school and college, all your textbooks, they have the lessons written out and practice problems and
right
everything.
But when I was young, in fact, I just went to Jean and Harry's the other day and my mom was like, look what I have. And it was a book I wrote in the fifth grade. It's four chapters and it's absolutely off the rails, ridiculous.
Oh my God, bring it.
In the book, I'm an orphan from London. My parents were killed in a car accident. And I'm forced.
What are you, Oliver Twist?
I know. No, I'm forced to live with my cousins in hot as hell California, and I'm miserable. Which is so funny because my dream was always live in Cali. I don't know why I was against it at that time, but and I have this cousin who we're hanging out with, and I'm like, oh my God, his cousin, whatever her name is, not going to have any money. Do I have to cover her again? Like I am the worst character of the whole book.
Yeah, sound very nice.
No, it's bad. And I read it, but I will say, like, I know that I had this teacher who was helping me so much with the creative writing, because in the book I wrote in the fifth grade, I'm like, and I pulled my light brown hair back into a tight ponytail and it matched my, like, I had all this descriptive stuff, and the writing really wasn't bad aside from the plot and the whole story, but the writing itself was okay.
Fifth grade.
I couldn't even read in fifth grade.
It was like five chapters.
I was on Hooked on Phonics back then.
But
so.
I had this teacher helping me every, you know, I remember this specific teacher being like, I'm going to help you, and having a very one-on-one experience about my creative writing with her. So did your mom do that shit, or was she like, here's your lesson, figure it out. You got to test, and you just kind of test it up every time.
We had like creative freedom in certain subjects. For okay. sure. But we still had the same kind of curriculum that like all the other kids in school had.
So interesting.
That they had to do.
But we had these weird gatherings with other homeschool families so that we had some kind of social life as well.
Okay.
My mom was good because she also put us in like sports for the town or the city.
Okay.
So we weren't only interacting with homeschool
children. What sport did
children.
You play?
Soccer.
Growing
I was
up,
gonna say field hockey.
All nine of us did gymnastics.
What the fuck? Yeah. Can you do a backflip?
This is why she can dance.
I can do a backflip, but I might break my neck.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, I didn't really start playing like real sports until I was in high school.
Okay.
But she, you can tell that my mom learned how to raise us more appropriately as she went through the nine. Like the top three.
Like, I was going to say, the younger kids had like an amazing education versus the older ones. And it was like, meh.
Yeah, once she got to like number five, she's like, all right, we should probably get them into different kind of sports, like give them different choices and not so much interacting with the other homeschool families because they were fucking weird.
Right.
All the homeschool kids always thought were kind of weird.
Oh my God.
See, I think my neighbors are doing it more so because they're like, we're not putting our kid in public schools here in the States. They're not from here.
Which is understandable.
Right. I don't think it has anything to do with
keeping their kids sheltered.
No. I think it makes more sense for them as a family. And I think it's really cool. But I've only known the circumstance like what you had, where it was like the kids in my hometown that were homeschooled were people we would see like in the summer break, every kid goes to the same, like we called it playground, which was like a thing you went, it was basically day camp for kids, mm-hmm. you know, and you even, that's how you met the homeschool kids. Cause they would show up at this other thing called playground and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. And they're wearing bonnets and aprons.
But I was going to say, but they were fucking like Amish, right? Yeah. Like they were the kids that were like, wow, I get why you're homeschooled.
What's your name, dude? Jebediah, man. What's yours, bro?
Yeah. Full names, Mark, Matthew, James. And you're like, whoa, okay.
Oh my God. I remember like, so what we would do is once a month we would have book report club.
Ooh.
Where, you know, all the kids would read a book and have to write a report and read it in front of everyone. Once every other month, we would have a Lord of the Rings party.
Is
where we
this
all...
why?
Shh. Let her keep going.
Obsessed.
Let her keep going. I'm sorry.
No,
let her keep going, please.
I am obsessed with Lord of the Rings.
I don't blame you.
So we had to dress as our favorite Lord of the Rings character.
No way.
What's your character?
Smeagol.
Fucking Schmeegs. Schmeagol.
Wait, is that the guy with the little ring?
Schmeagol.
That's Gollum.
Yeah, the one that
I don't know who that
looks
is.
Looks like a crippled, bald.
No, he used to be a hobbit, but he was a hobbit in a different forest. He wasn't from the Shire.
Did you have a bald
Shire?
The Shire. Sorry.
It's a Jack.
You're fryered.
The Shire and Fryer.
Jack can't pronounce things. We just let it. He's dyslexic.
I've read the whole entire Lord of the Rings, and then I read the Silmarillion, and then I read everything else because I got obsessed with that shit.
All right, then I'll shut up because that's very respectful.
Yeah. Like, I'm a big J.R. Tolkien fan.
I will say my family were Trekkies.
Star Trek?
Yeah. I wasn't. Like, I just was the youngest, and I was along for the ride.
We're more into Star Wars.
My parents, they were into that, too.
Star Trek is a show.
It was a show, yeah. Right, okay. But, like, I feel like people who are Trekkies, that's, like, a thing. Like, our dog was named after a Star Trek character.
Spock?
Wesley Crusher. No, it's, like, the doctor's son on the...
Doctor's son, like
the doctor's son on the Next Generation.
Oh,
that's the name of it.
The doctor was Dr. Beverly Crusher.
Oh, what's his name? Doctor son of the Next Generation.
No. The doctor's son was named Wesley.
Come here, boy.
Wesley Crusher, and that was our dog's name.
Wesley.
Oh, I mean,
Crusher.
You know my cat's name, right?
No, actually, because I couldn't tell if you were being serious or not when you posted online. Your cat is named like Mr. Lord of the Rings, Google the First or something.
What? No, it's just Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay. That's your name of the cat?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
That's pretty good.
Lord of the Rings.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Huh. You call him like short, like L-O-R? Like,
everyone's
hey,
like,
up,
oh, Lord for short. I'm like, no. He doesn't have a nickname. It's Lord of the Rings.
I try to name my dog after a character, but we had to name the basic name.
What was it?
Luna.
I know, right? There's how many fucking Lunas are there?
Exactly. Go to the dog park, dude. Luna. I'm like, fucking goddamn it, dude.
Look how many cats that I've met named Nala or like.
Yeah, there's a few of them I can think of. No, I have my Maynard.
Duke.
Duke I can deal with. Duke
there's
is okay.
There's so many Duke Koa. Dogs.
Koa to me is the most fucking generic dog name in the world.
I'm like, you're not having a baby. It's, you know, if you name your baby something crazy like Pineapple High Noon, that's fucked up, but you can name your animal
anything in the world.
Exactly.
People choose the most basic ass pet names.
Luna. I'm like, wow.
Spot. Fuck yourself.
It was better than her first name when we first got her, so Roxy, and I was like, what the fucking stripper are you, dude?
Maynard's name was Eagle.
What? And you changed it?
Yeah, because, well...
I like Eagle.
I'm sorry. No, the only reason- Why would you fucking change a dog's name whose name is fucking Eagle?
Naming an animal after a different animal?
Because but that is the shit.
Because Maynard's dad was bribed... I didn't want a dog, and Maynard's dad was like, I will let... He was like, if you let me get this puppy, because he was my roommate at the time, he's like, I'll let you name him.
And you changed the name.
And he is an Eagles fan, so I basically was like... Fuck you for bringing it.
Because
I said, I wanted an adult dog. I was like, I don't want a puppy in my house. I don't want to deal with this bullshit. And he insisted on getting a puppy. So I was like, fine. So we changed his name to Maynard James Keenan because we're awesome.
Instead of Eagle.
And then his dad basically took a 4-year position in Thailand and met his wife. And I had a dog from age 8 months or 8 weeks to 4 years.
That could have been named Eagle.
And he's not. He's named Maynard James Keenan.
Don't get me wrong. I love Maynard. But Eagle?
My cat was named Harry Styles when I adopted him.
Oh, and that's pretty cool.
I changed it to Hank just because my dad's name is Harry.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
R.I.P.
I was trying to like name my dog after like Dragon Ball Z characters.
Hank's still alive?
Hank, of course Hank is alive. Roger.
The three-legged cat?
No. The tailless cat was the orange cat. That was Roger. He died.
I thought you had a three-legged cat.
No, I have believe me, I want one. Any deformity, I'm like, sign me up immediately. That's what I want.
Dude, my cat broke his leg. He had a fractured femur.
Out of nowhere.
Spent $10,000 on surgery for him.
Holy shit.
I know, I donated money to that.
Yeah, Whitney was like, are you crazy?
Put him to sleep.
No,
That's what I said. I'm such an asshole.
I was like, the other option was having his leg amputated for $2,000.
And she was like, cut it off.
That's the best thing you could have ever done. Yeah. Cut his leg off.
Three-legged
cats are great.
I'm a huge fan of an animal with a deformity. Cats without tails are called Manx cats, and I've had two of them, and they're great. I really love, you know, that I look for that. That's my go-to. I'm like any kind of missing limb.
Yeah, well, where I grew up, if it was more than $1,000, my dad was like, it's time to go. It was just like a different time, you know, like especially like wild farm cats would come by and we try to like grab and like take in.
When you already have the animal, I guess it's different.
It's also
for sure,
because you only have cats. So like I have a dog and a cat, and so I have this limit. Like Maynard needed surgery maybe 5 years ago, and it would cost us a couple $1,000, not 10. And his dad and I basically are like, we're willing to spend up to 10 grand to fix this dog in any capacity. But when it comes to a cat, I'm like, you have a $1,500 limit in your lifetime. And that is an added thing. So like, if you fuck up and you fuck up again, when we hit the 1500, like you're dying. I'm putting you to sleep.
If Martin gets hurt again, he's being thrown into traffic.
I just feel like for me too, you don't even know what cat I'm on. You're like, oh, he's RIP. And I'm like, no, we have a new cat. Because I get a new cat.
I was like, who's this gray?
That one's Hank.
Thing.
That's Hank. So I get a new cat like every 2 years because my cats get run over by cars because I don't believe in litter boxes or keeping cats inside. That's, you know.
Yeah. Neither my dad. He was like, all cats stay outside no matter what.
Don't get me wrong. My cat sleeps inside. Yeah. And he's a monster.
They were in and outdoor cats.
Correct.
They'd come inside, but at nighttime they go out and kill and hunt shit.
Living that life means that my cats essentially have like a much lower budget.
Yeah.
Maynard, I would go to bat for. I would do some shit to make sure the dog is. Yeah, but the cats, I'm like, I'll adopt another one tomorrow.
Yeah, cats were literally made to go kill shit.
Yeah.
And that's what like you should do. Let them go kill stuff.
My cat doesn't really like me that much.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't like anyone, really.
He doesn't give a fuck about anybody.
Well, because he knows that he could run into traffic and you wouldn't give a fuck.
I know, right? He actually...
He's like, you don't even love me, Mom!
He's listening right now outside the door. He's like, this fucking
cats are way smarter than you think.
Oh, that cat's a killer, though, man. That cat can kill.
I
had a nice killer cat, man. Her name was Heidi, dude. She would destroy
That's
shit.
A good name.
Wow, she would destroy everything. We came home one time and our whole yard was just filled with gopher babies. And then the next day it was all rabbit babies. And then she killed all the crow's nest. So every time she went outside...
Did you see a baby crow?
Oh, yeah, dude. The crows would dive bomb her.
I've never seen
Every that. Time she came outside. And then we had another killer dog named Britt. And those two were like a team working team. Like they killed...
A team working team.
They were like the best duo I've ever seen from a cat dog.
She just collected these babies and...
Well, Britt was able to climb trees too. She can climb the big pine trees. The dog was able to climb trees. Oh, it was...
Maynard can climb trees.
Yeah.
He just can't get down from them.
He would climb the trees.
And then you have to fucking get a ladder. It's a whole thing.
Oh, no. She can get down. She would jump off, knock all the birds off. Then the cat would come up, kill the birds. And then the mama birds would come and dive bomb the cat. So the dog would jump up and get the fucking birds and bring them down. And the cat would end them. It was an insane duo.
Were they eating these animals?
Oh, hell yeah. We barely fed them. Those things were killers.
We had so many animals growing up. I think we had in total, like 10 cats, probably 20 to 30 hamsters.
Wait.
Like 15 birds, seven turtles.
9 kids.
800 fish. There was one point when I was like 10 years old, we had 25 goldfish. All named Guppy. And one of the kids accidentally fed them the wrong thing. And then all of them died at once. And my parents couldn't bear to tell.
They all moved. They've all gone to college.
But the older kids knew that all of the guppies died. So we one by one flushed them all down the toilet and we had a fucking ball with it.
Oh my goodness.
I had one named Charlie.
The hamsters eat their own babies.
Yeah. I had one called Nike.
We were not allowed to have hamsters or anything like that. My parents were like,
oh, they're the worst.
Pretty reluctant to pets and basically anything. They were like, we're not going to have Call Waiting or Cable or pets. And I was like, we had Wesley who sucked. He was like an evil chihuahua who bit me and everyone in the whole neighborhood. He was awful. He bit my like great aunt. My aunt Teresa, who was like 96, and I'll never forget.
You're too old, die.
Because she was like 4'11". Like she was this fucking big and so small. And then of course Wesley bit her, and like I'll never forget my mom cleaning her wound in the sink, and she just bled like crazy. I was like, she's gonna bleed to death. Like she doesn't weigh enough to lose this much blood.
Wow,
she's so small. She didn't bleed to death.
Can you imagine dying from a chihuahua bite?
No, but it's so crazy.
It's always the smallest dog.
This dog bit me.
Evil.
He bit my friends. He bit my great aunt. He bit everyone, and they never did anything.
Really?
No. And then my niece is born. When I was 16, my niece got born, and he like nibbled at her toe. And I was living in Ohio at the time. I just graduated high school, and my parents put him to sleep, and no one even told me. And I come back after 6 months, and I was like, "Where's Wesley?" Which was a game we played, Where's Wesley? But I was like, Where's Wesley? And they're like, oh, he's dead. And I was like, what the fuck?
Because we killed him.
Because he tried to bite my niece. And I was like, I'm sorry. This dog bit me in the face.
Yeah.
Like 6 years ago. This dog bit me at least 4 times.
I used to have a pet donkey.
No one gave a fuck. A donkey.
A pet donkey. My cousin got him for me and lived on his farm. His name was Happy Jack.
Did you ever?
Happy Jack.
This sounds like a fake story.
I'm fucking dead serious, dude.
This is something you made up when you were 7 years old.
I'm not even lying to you. It was a donkey named Happy Jack. And he was a fucking dick. He was the worst donkey ever.
Was he happy?
No, he was always miserable. Well, he bought the donkey, right? But he didn't know the donkey was pregnant. And then she gave birth to Happy Jack. And we were down there and he was like, I was like, oh, it's cool, man. I always wanted a donkey. And my cousin was like, well, he's yours now, Happy Jack. Okay. And I've had a donkey named Happy Jack, who was a straight killer of stray cats.
I was going to say, what did he kill? Wait, donkeys kill things?
Yeah, he would stomp on. So there, he had a big old farmland, about 20 acres, and he had all the wild cats out there that we would feed at night that would come up. And they're all white farm cats, you know, so they keep all the mice away. And one of them had a litter, and Happy Jack just was not having it. He was not a very nice donkey.
Interesting.
They had to get rid of him because he bit like my cousin's kid.
Interesting. I didn't know donkeys were mean.
Dude, Happy Jack was not happy. Well, we tried to ride him one time and he was not fucking having that either. So that's why we were like, we should just call him Jack. It used to be Happy Jack. Then he came to Happy Jack and now he was just Jack.
And
like,
I was miserable Jack.
No name.
Yeah. Then it was like my cousin was like, either I'm going to shoot the motherfucker or I'm going to get rid of him. So we sold him.
Wow.
I feel like we should start taking different animals and breeding them so we can see what they look like.
What do you mean?
Which ones would
like
you pick?
A donkey and a elephant.
That would be pretty interesting.
Giraffe, okay. Alligator.
Alligator, giraffe.
Okay.
You know.
I would pick something just cuter than all that. I'd get like a...
Yeah, you're right.
I'd pick like a human being and a crocodile and call him Croc Man.
All right, well, let's choose you to fuck a female crocodile.
Wow.
And I call him Happy Jack.
Yeah. No,
happy
it's like...
Jackadile.
It'd be croc. Like the most evil version of a mermaid ever. You're just like attacking small barn animals.
Well, it's so crazy when we go to these other countries. Like, I kept talking about it in Fiji, and it's the same in Costa Rica, same in Belize, same everywhere. There are like these island dogs, and they all look the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're stray, or they're, you know, they have owners, but they, no matter what, they all look the same. Same size, same colors. Here we have 500
right
types of dogs.
Because people breed the dogs here,
yeah,
on purpose.
Like, why haven't we bred a dog and a cat?
But I don't, I mean, we're not.
Okay. Bring cat dog to life.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but, dude.
Well, there are breeds like the, I want to say like a hyena and a, there's some stuff
a
in
liger.
Africa that like,
are I know of a liger and that's
that
about
kind
it.
Of cat dog-esque.
Hyena's a good one.
They're actually bringing back the woolly mammoth. Similar,
like they have some, okay.
Elephant and what?
It's like the Asian elephant and an African elephant, and they're gonna like mix the DNAs to bring back a woolly mammoth.
But they're it's so old. The reason it was woolly is because it was living during an ice age.
Yeah,
it was just like an adaptive elephant.
Woolly.
Yeah, I read it on Joe Rogan's podcast.
He read it on Joe Rogan's.
You read it?
I heard it on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Jack just like I turned the volume down and read the subtitles.
Oh my gosh. Bridget, before we let you go, is there one other animal mix that you really want to see happen?
I don't know. No, I've been turned off totally by this whole idea that I had that seemed great.
I'm like, I want to see kittens and mice mixed. Aww. Like little teeny tiny.
Well, how would that work out then?
I don't know. It'd be cute though.
Oh, that'd be kind of weird.
Whatever.
Do fish have sex the same way that?
No,
they lay eggs. Yeah. Dolphins are mammals.
All right, bats are mammals. Nope. They have wings.
Yeah.
The only mammal that flies. Give me like a bat and a donkey.
Ooh.
So it'd be like a flying donkey.
It's a dragon.
In Trek.
I'm about to say, that sounds like a movie.
All right.
Well, appreciate having you on, Bridget.
Always. Always
I appreciate myself as well.
Fuck you.
Today's episode is brought to you by quantumvibeco.com. With our promo code
Sailor69,
you're going to get 10% off your first order. And these are magic mushrooms. Don't forget, guys, it's quantumvibeco.com.
And don't forget that promo code of Sailor69.
Get weird. Thank you for listening. And if you liked what you heard, make sure to like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
We're the Sailor and the Sex Worker podcast. And remember, stay safe.
And wrap it up.